ill-gotten gain. The Bible has a lot to say. When a person gets money dishonestly, Proverbs 13:11, it doesn't last very long. Also, the one who gets wealth by lying will be cursed rather than blessed, and may even put his life in jeopardy. Proverbs 21:6. The Lord will take up the cause of the poor, and those who take advantage of the poor to get rich will eventually lose everything. Proverbs 22. When the wicked get riches the wrong way, it's either one or two things, because there's no way that you can get riches the wrong way.
One of my goals
either
is to
your
give
soul
more,
and your conscience will be convicted
next year,
or you will just become so numb that it doesn't bother you. That's my goal, is to give more next year than I gave.
Welcome to Anchored in Jesus, the teaching ministry of Dr. William R. Glaze, founder and dean of Pittsburgh Institute of Biblical Studies, author, and senior pastor of Bethany Baptist Church. This is Sonia Hall thanking you for joining us today for the conclusion of How Can I Be Financially Secure? So let's join Dr. Glaze for the conclusion of How Can I Be Financially Secure?
Greed is an overwhelming urge or desire to have more than you need, especially money. Greed is get all you can all you get, and then you know what? And then sit on the can. Greed. And the child of God must be aware and alert to the fact that greed can creep into his life. I was in Philadelphia earlier this week. And I was there Monday and Tuesday. And when my plane arrived, the guy that picked me up, I said, is there a K&G here in Philadelphia? He said, oh, we got two. Because there used to be a K&G here in Pittsburgh. And that's why I used to buy my threads at K&G, man. K&G will hook a brother up, right? And I said, man, can you run me by K&G? And he said, oh, sure. So we went by K&G, right? And I started seeing all these outfits. I was looking, oh man, Pastor Glaze sure wouldn't look sharp in that one right there. And I was like, man, I need to hook me up about three or four of these. You know, I only get to Philly once a year. And, you know, I don't know if they're going to have these when I get. And man, you know what? They got my size too. I was saying, Lord, help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. So I just got two. I just got two. But I could have very easily slipped over to get about three or four. Right? But you can only wear one at a time. So, you know, as God's people, we have to be careful. You know, I know some of y'all sitting there, man, you was greedy, you should just got one. You might be right. Maybe I need to repent now, you know. During the altar call, I'm going to go get down and repent and say, Lord, I should have just got one. But I'm going to wear two like I got. Amen. But you know, the only point is that, you know, sometimes we just got to be careful because greed, and we don't even know that it's coming. And so, you know, it'll cause us to become consumed with acquiring possessions. And as we acquire possessions, you know, it will take our heart away from the Lord. Ill-gotten gain. The Bible has a lot to say. When a person gets money dishonestly, Proverbs 13:11, it doesn't last very long. Also, the one who gets wealth by lying will be cursed rather than blessed, and may even put his life in jeopardy. Proverbs 21:6. The Lord will take up the cause of the poor, and those who take advantage of the poor to get rich will eventually lose everything. Proverbs 22. When the wicked get riches the wrong way, it's either one or two things, because there's no way that you can get riches the wrong way. Either your soul and your conscience will be convicted, or you will just become so numb that it doesn't bother you. Right, if I've got something the wrong way, you know, You know, for instance, if you found a $100 bill here on the floor at the church, and you said, "Oh, praise God. Ain't God good? Ain't God good?" Now, you know, I was getting ready to say it. Man, I'm glad. Lord, thank you, Holy Ghost, for catching my tongue. You know good and well that $100 belonged to somebody. You know, I don't know how many times I've heard the people, "Oh, man, God bless me." Come on now. Come on. Yeah, I was dealing with a situation where, this was about 2 months ago, where a mechanic, you know, had a problem with the warranty company. And so he said, look, let me do this. You know, let me just charge you this amount. And then, you know, we'll tell the warranty company that I charge you a higher amount. Oh, man, God, you are good. Ain't God good? That's a blessing, man. And then I got in my car and started driving off. And the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, first of all, he said, you know it's not right. He said, second of all, he said, now what if the warranty company checks and found out that you were in cahoots and you ripped them off? And then third of all, man, you a preacher. You a preacher. And that's all somebody needs to hear is that Pastor Glaze, ain't he on the radio? Ain't he on television? Right? I said, no, I can't do it. I'm talking about a couple hundred dollars now. Right? I'm talking about a couple hundred. Can't do it. Because the scripture says, if you get it the wrong way, you're not going to be blessed. God is not going to bless you. And as a matter of fact, it's almost like you're bringing a curse on yourself. So, you know, we have to be careful. And everything, as they say, all that glitters is not gold. All right, let me move on. I think I'm about halfway through this thing. Inheritance, that we should try to leave an inheritance for our children. You should try. Now, you know, that's not always possible. It's not always possible. But and I'll say this right here, and I'll raise my hand to say I'm one that's guilty of it too. That's why, you know, we should have a will. And so that, you know, whatever we have, you know, if you die and you don't have anything but a piece of bubble gum, you need to let somebody know who that piece of bubble gum goes to, right? Because it just becomes a mess. It becomes a mess. And so, you know, we ought to leave, if we can, an inheritance to our children and our grandchildren. That's what the scripture says. Now, notice what else that it says. Let me, because I want to make sure I'm hitting this thing right. Proverbs 20 and verse 21 says that you might want to test them out a little bit. You might want to test them out a little bit. You might want to break them off a little something and say, well, let me see how you handle this right here. Right? Let me see how you handle this. And see, because if you don't handle it the right way, then I didn't work all my life and leave something behind for you to go out here and be a fool, all right? So it does give us that wisdom in leaving an inheritance. Don't leave it to a fool, or if you leave it, make sure that you regulate it some kind of way where they're not gonna blow it all at one time. Oh, that's good preaching. Oh, you know, that's why this sermon is a little bit longer, man. I got to preach, and I got to say amen and hallelujah. All right. Interest. According to Proverbs 28:8, that if we loan somebody money, we should not charge them interest. And at least not exorbitant interest. That, you know, again, if we loan it, that's why You know, I have a hard time, and my wife gets on me sometimes because she knows when my kids come and they ask me to loan them money, she already know. She said, that's why they come and ask you, because they know you're going to give it to them, all right? So, you know, one thing I found out, you know, it's like the guy, he borrowed $20. And he said, the guy told him, he said, you know what? Whenever you pay me back, you see that cookie jar up there? He said, just put the $20 in that cookie jar. All right, he said, cool. So he loaned him the money. And about a year later, the guy came back and asked him, can I borrow $20? He said, sure, it's right up in that cookie jar right there. You know, I guess one of the reasons why I do that is because I just don't want to deal with the stress, right? I don't want to deal with the stress. You know, I just don't want to deal with this. Here. Just go ahead. You know, and my pocket might be a little bit lighter, but hey, that's okay. You know, I'm gonna go to sleep. I'm gonna go to sleep that night. So, you know, whenever we we do loan money, you know, we should not charge people interest. All right, we should not. I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Amen. Oh my goodness, money and character. That money will bring out the character of an individual, or money will change the character of an individual. You know, as the OJs said, money will cause you to steal from your mother. You know, it'll cause you to steal from your mother. Money will cause you to rob your own brother. For a small piece of paper, it carries a lot of weight because it's mean green, right? Money will get you to flip the script, man. You know, especially if your money gets funny and your change gets strange, you will flip the script on somebody. You know, you're a mild-mannered Joe Christian. We'll flip, and all of a sudden, you know, you become like the Incredible Hulk, you know, busting out of your clothes and muscles bulging, right? Don't mess with people's money, man. Don't mess with their money. Amen. Because it brings out something in a person. Money and choices. The Bible has a lot to say about money and choices. Remember, Solomon, God gave Solomon, he told him, he said, anything that you want, you ask me. God wrote Solomon a blank check. He said, anything that you want, just ask me. Now, the average person would have probably asked for some money and a lot of it. But what did Solomon ask for? He asked for wisdom. And you know what God told him? God said, man, you made the right choice. He said that you made the right choice. And watch this. Because you made the right choice, I'm going to bless you with money. I'm going to bless you with money because you made the right choice. Look at Proverbs 22 in verse 1. Proverbs 22 in verse 1. A good name is rather to be chosen than great riches, and loving favor rather than silver and gold. And so the Bible lets us know that don't ruin your name. Don't get a bad name because of money. But when you have a choice, choose rather to keep your name intact. Choose rather to have a name that represents integrity. Choose rather to have a name that represents honesty. Choose rather to have a name that's a testimony for the Lord Jesus Christ. choose a good name over money. Money and sin. God gives us money to meet our needs, and he gives us money so that we can enjoy life. But there are those who pursue pleasure and sensual indulgences. Their involvement in these sins will lead them to poverty. That people who get involved in hedonistic lifestyles, where they just are loving pleasure and they're loving all the sensual indulgences and just using all their money and spending on that. The Bible says that in Proverbs 21:17, that you will be led to poverty, and that the sinner is foolish and squanders his money. And when the sinner squanders his money, look what God does. Ain't God bad? Proverbs 10 and verse 16. Ain't God something? All right? Ain't God something? And that is Proverbs 10 and verse 16. The labor of the righteous tendeth to life, but the fruit of the wicked is to sin. All right? So, you know, God is going to take the wealth of the wicked, and he's going to give it to God's people. That God's people, when they labor for righteousness, and that was, there was another verse that I was looking for, so I put the wrong verse down there, but that's what I wanted to say, that the wealth of the wicked, now some of y'all know where that verse is at, all right, even though I wrote the wrong one down there, some of y'all know where that verse is at. The wealth of the wicked is what? Laid up for the righteous. Laid up for the righteous. Money and stress. Money and stress. Some people who have a lot of money and no fear of God, they have a lot of stress. The Lord informs us that we should not let money stress us out. Don't let money run you in the ground. As a matter of fact, when the Lord gives us a financial blessing, it is not accompanied by stress and anxiety. Look at Proverbs 10 and verse 22. The blessing of the Lord, it maketh rich, and he addeth no sorrow with it. If you've been blessed by God, there's no stress in God's blessing. God is not going to bless you with a car and then stress you out about how you're going to make the payments. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. God is not going to bless you with something and then add a bunch of stress in it. If the thing that you got is stressful, then you might want to take a second thought that it might not be the blessing of the Lord. Money and work. Those who have a good work ethic will do well in life. But those who have a poor work ethic will come to poverty. And on the other side of that spectrum, there's also a word of admonition, and that is, don't become a greedy workaholic. Okay? On one hand, we need to work, and we need to have a good work ethic. But on the other hand, don't become a greedy workaholic. The fleeing powerlessness of money. Proverbs 23 and verse 5. Proverbs 23 and verse 5. It says, "Will thou set thy eyes upon that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings. They fly away like an eagle towards heaven." You ever hear somebody say, "Man, it seems like as soon as I get my money, it's gone"? That's what he's talking about here. You know, somebody says that money talks, right? It says goodbye. It says goodbye. It sure does talk. It talks loud. And we also see that money cannot extend your life. That when you come to the end of your life and you get ready to take your last breath, no amount of money is going to keep it going on. So that lets you know that money is powerless, and that it's fleeting, and that there are other things in life that we need to put more value in. And then finally, we need to trust the Lord. Trust the Lord. Proverbs 11:26, the one that trusts in riches will fall. That if you trust in riches, you will fall. But the one who trusts in the Lord will prosper. Proverbs chapter 28 and verse 25. It says, he that is of a proud heart stirreth up strife, but he that putteth his trust in the Lord shall be made fat. Shall be made fat. Now, you know what that word fat means? It doesn't necessarily mean gaining weight, but you know what it means? It means prosperous. It means prosperous. If you put your trust in the Lord, that he will cause you to prosper. So as we close the message, this is a town. This is where I went to college at, Durango, Colorado, nestled up in the heart of the Rocky Mountains. And there's a river that flows right through the middle of the city. Clear river, crystal clear river. Oh man, I love, if the Lord ever blesses you to go to Durango, Colorado, man, go. It's one of the most beautiful towns in America. But as I think of this, in that clear river that flows through the middle of the town, I'm reminded of a story about a man who was the keeper of the spring. Now, much like this town here, there was a crystal river that flowed through the middle of this town. And the keeper of the spring was at one end. And he made sure that he caught all the debris. He made sure that he caught any impurities that would get into the water to defile it and cause algae and stuff to come over the river. And so this guy worked diligently to keep the river clean and keep it flowing. One day they were having a council meeting, and they were trying to rectify the budget, and they began to make some budget cuts. And they came across this position, and they said, keeper of the spring, who is that? What does he do? And nobody knew. And so they eliminated his position. As a result of that, the river became foul and began to stink. People stopped coming to visit that attraction. The tourism business fell off, and the city went into ruin. All because they got rid of the keeper of the spring. I'm here to tell you today that what I've talked about this morning, the principles in the Word of God, and you have the notes and you can go take them and read them and study them, but this is like the keeper of the spring. That if you will follow the principles that God has put down in His Word, He will allow His blessings to flow through you. And you will, as that verse said, when you trust the Lord, He'll make you fat. He'll make you prosperous. You might not get rich. You might not become a billionaire. But God will prosper you when you follow His guidelines and you follow His principles. But if you stop, that's when your life is going to get defiled. That's when the purity of God's blessings will be held up. So I encourage you today. You know, we talked about how can I deal with my finances. You know, we told you today, this is how you deal with your finances. But the most important thing is that we need somebody to help us. And thank God for Jesus Christ, who comes along and He helps us in every area of life, but He also helps us in the area of our life.
Thank you for joining us today on Anchored in Jesus. Tune in next time for the first half of How Do I Build and Maintain Healthy Relationships? If you would like to request an audio copy of today's message, How Can I Be Financially Secure?, you can contact us at anchoredinjesus.org and request How Can I Be Financially Secure? That's anchoredinjesus.org and request How Can I Be Financially Secure? Or call us at 877-831-5060. When you visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, you can view many of the other teachings by Dr. Glaze. Dr. Glaze is the author of 8 books. For more information about these resources and how to order, visit anchoredinjesus.org or call 877-831-5060. We also invite you to like us on Facebook at Anchored in Jesus Ministries. If you'd like to make a financial contribution, please visit our website, anchoredinjesus.org, or send it to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. Once again, that website is anchoredinjesus.org, or you can send your financial contribution to Anchored in Jesus at P.O. Box 24034, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15206. It's through your prayers and gifts that we remain on the air. Our title, Anchored in Jesus, comes from Hebrews chapter 6, verse 19, which lets us know that Jesus is our high priest and an anchor for the soul. Now, for Dr. Glaze and our volunteer staff, I'm your host, Sonia Hall, reminding you, you don't have to be tossed in the storms of life. Your soul can be anchored in the Lord.